Mormon Church takes criticism for doubling down on anti-transgender policies. By Warner Todd Houston on August 30, 2024. Liberal activists have taken aim at The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints after church officials released an updated policy for gay and transgender members and the roles they may fulfill in the church. The church released its updated policies in its 2024 General Handbook that officials say are designed to help Latter-day Saints follow Jesus Christ's example of ministering with love. The guidance confirms past practice that maintains that gender is defined as a person's biological sex at birth and appears to discourage Mormons from pursuing sex change procedures. The handbook notes that worthy individuals who do not pursue surgical, medical, or social transition away from their biological sex at birth may enjoy all the privileges of church membership, and warns members against pursuing surgical, medical, or social transition away from one's biological sex at birth. The policy goes on to add that people who do pursue sex changes will be barred from many church positions, including the priesthood, and other official church positions. The updated policy also notes that transvestites are barred from being baptized. The policy does leave some room for exceptions, but still bars transvestites from joining the priesthood. In addition, transgenders and transvestites are barred from co-ed activities with youth programs. The policy prohibits transvestites and transgender members from fulfilling gender-specific roles, serving as teachers, or working with children or youth. The new policy goes on to warn transitioners that they must use church restrooms that correspond to their birth sex or a single-use bathroom. The policy did allow that a trans person may use the bathroom of their choice as long as a trusted person acts as a lookout to prevent others from using the facility. The handbook does take pains to point out that people who identify as transgender should be treated with sensitivity, kindness, compassion, and Christ-like love. All are children of God and have divine worth. Similar language is peppered throughout the handbook when addressing sexual issues, including sexual assault. Despite all this, the handbook ultimately notes that transgenders will not be completely turned away from the church. On the other hand, members who turn away from previous gender change procedures and, also known as detransitioners who again embrace their birth gender, may resume their standing in the church if they prove they are worthy and committed to keeping God's commandments. Unsurprisingly, the handbook updates are under assault from gay activists. LGBTQ Mormons, Families, and Friends, a gay activist group based in Utah, blasted the church, saying in a statement, "We mourn with our transgender siblings as we wrestle with the painful impact of recent policy changes and guidelines released by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Rather than seek to better understand, include, and affirm transgender individuals who are also Latter-day Saints, leaders of the church have opted to further restrict these members' ability to participate," said the advocacy group. "While these changes specifically impact individuals who have socially or medically transitioned, all are affected by the messages conveyed in these policies, which reject authentic experience and identity." Lori Lee Hall, who transitioned to a woman and was then excommunicated from the church in 2017, criticized the policy and said that the church is characterizing trans people as a danger. "It implies that a trans member is somehow a danger to others," Lee said, according to the Idaho State Journal. "It's dehumanizing and far too toxic to handle for members who are still in the process of reconciling their gender identity with their faith." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.